Narrative Frameworks 62. Freedom of thought, words, action. Do we have freedom of thought? Freedom of speech? Freedom of action? You are free to think what you are supposed to think. Is there such a thing as freedom in this type of thinking? And if thoughts are constructs of the matrix, then freedom of thought is nothing but the freedom to be in the matrix. Freedom to conform, and so being informed becomes being conformed, adopting thoughts, even processing thoughts, adopting opinions, even coming to opinions based on the process of thought. If thought is all of the matrix, all of a societal construct which is built upon the essence of life rather than is the essence of life, if this is the case, then there is no freedom here, if here is the construct I'm referring to. And being respectable is another aspect of being conformist. In whatever context it is, whether it's being cool, whether it's being kind of societally accepted, whether it's being in some kind of fashionable in-crowd, it's all a type of conformism. And in this conformism we see freedom of speech, the freedom to say technically whatever you want, if it was real freedom. But freedom of speech, as it has become, is the freedom to say what is allowed to be said, which is no freedom at all, which is just the conforming to, perpetuating of, an extension of the matrix, the construct, the agreed upon value systems that may not actually be agreed upon because debate is being shut down. As the matrix consolidates itself and takes a position where it denies all other positions, it has become so pervasive that it no longer will put up with dissent or anything that differentiates itself from it. So any part of life claiming to be claiming to be is not accepted unless its claim to being is on the matrix's terms. So nothing is recognized but the matrix and the thoughts and speech that the matrix allows, that the matrix permits, that the matrix sanctions. And this is okay if we were just wanting to perpetuate a matrix, a false system of imposition. But if we are wanting to perpetuate life, then we need to be able to express opinions. Otherwise we are in a stranglehold and life force goes. For life grows and knows through the exchange of information. Information of itself. And we need open flow, not restriction. The river of life must flow and not stagnate. If the river is dammed, then it's dammed in someone's interest. Apart from nature. Nature does not create dams. Nature does not restrict flow. Or if it does, it's in balance with allowing its free passage. Perhaps this is the matrix seeking to imitate nature once more, free passage of those opinions which are deemed acceptable and the blocking of those that are not deemed acceptable. And I say an imitation of nature because I suppose this kind of allowing flow and restricting flow, it happens in nature, it happens in biology. You know, blood vessels contract and relax. And this is a necessary duality to allow the free flow of life. Life operates through the contraction and the relaxation. And in one sense, the matrix is a reflection of this. It allows some information to flow and it restricts others. But in another sense, this reflection, is it an accurate reflection? Is it an accurate reflection of life, or is it veering more towards a restriction of information which needs to be given free flow? The free flow of opinion, of idea, of exploring possibility. Where we're told that the restriction of information or the restriction of flow may be for a purpose, i.e. collecting water from a river that's dammed, you know, usually sold by a few corporate interest groups at the expense of the life of the surrounding villages. This is what I mean by reflection that is not an accurate reflection of life. It's a reflection of something self-serving. And life self-serves, but not like this. Life self-serves seeing the whole. Life doesn't self-serve a small part at the expense of all other parts. Life operates as a whole. The blood vessel does not contract and restrict for itself. It contracts and restricts and relaxes and dilates for the good of the whole organism, the good of the whole system, beyond system. So the restriction of information we are seeing here is actually control. In the interests of the few. Freedom of thought, freedom of word, speech, freedom of action. We have it within constraints. Constraints perhaps needed for friction, for development. So long as we rise to the challenge and overcome constraints rather than are destroyed by them. You know, political correctness is the restriction of not necessarily thought, but the thought that can be vocalized, that can be spoken, the restriction of speech. Health and safety. Yeah, people need to be kept safe within reason, but when it goes too far, it becomes a restriction of action. And it's maybe less, all this is maybe less about freedom of thought, speech and action. Although they are necessary, that freedom is necessary. But more about the freedom of consciousness. The freedom of consciousness to be itself. And not mangled into some pre-made channels. Molds and modes. Of someone else's prerogative or agenda. Because when we are enacting restriction, when we are not saying what we think, when we are not doing what we need to do, who is this serving? If it's not aligned with us, it's not serving us. So it must be serving someone else. Who else is it serving? And we are life. The other is life. If one aspect of life is not serving another aspect of life. Or rather, if one aspect of life is not serving life, the greater life in which it is situated, then we need to question things. We really need to look at why we would enact particular restrictions that may not be based on the interests of greater life, but on the interests of particular aspects of life. Either malevolent or misguided, you know? We don't say certain things because we don't want to hurt certain groups. And that's good. Of course you don't want to hurt certain groups, certain individuals within certain groups. But is that restriction serving something more malevolent? So we withhold an opinion not to offend a certain group. But is that withholding of an opinion, an expression of life, serving a greater agenda for the restriction and contraction of the life force? And denying the self-regulatory process that is life itself.